The Regent, Queensland's most beautiful cinema, closed down today. This afternoon had its final screening of Casablanca, which was an appropriate film, I think, given its mixture of comedy, tragedy, pathos. It's a classic film. I've seen it many times before. It was a pleasure to see it again. All the classic scenes were there.
Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Sitting there in what is an indescribably beautiful cinema, at least in my opinion. It's a little over the top, Spanish Gothic, I think the architecture is called. But sitting there, I found myself looking at the cinema almost as much as the film. It just seems so crazy to me that they're going to be pulling apart the cinema. They're keeping the foyer and other areas, but the actual showcase cinema we were sitting in will be gone in a couple of weeks. Another thing that always surprises me about Casablanca is the comedy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Claude Rains gets all the best lines.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
I mean, I'm conflicted on this. On the one hand, I'm all in favour of progress, keeping the city alive and modern and vibrant. And something had to be done with the Regent, in my opinion. I mean, charging $16 or more for a movie ticket was outrageous, in my opinion. Although it has to be said, it was a stunningly beautiful location. At least the showcase cinema was. And having film festivals there, the Brisbane International Film Festival often had screenings there, depending on the year. And it was a wonderful experience seeing films in the cinema. I mean, most of the time when I went there, whether it be a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon, the place was half empty, or worse. So clearly it wasn't a viable proposition running the way it was. Something had to change. But a multi-story office block? Was that really the best thing they could come up with? Personally, I'm still optimistic. I actually think maybe sanity will prevail and something will be done with the showcase cinema. It almost beggars belief to imagine all those beautiful fittings in that room being either turned to rubble, which seems unlikely, or pulled down and used in some other way, perhaps as some sort of waiting room or foyer area for the new office block. I'm obviously biased, but I don't think Queensland needs less cinemas. I think it needs more cinemas, particularly ones as beautiful as the Regent. But the battle seems to be over, and it seems to have been lost. I'll admit, I didn't take an active part in the battle to save the Regent, so I guess I'm part of the problem. I guess it just never occurred to me that the Regent would be gone one day. It's been there for as long as I've been in Queensland. Karina's mother says she saw Casablanca when it was first released in Australia, and she saw it at the Regent.
It doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's nothing new here, of course. This is what happens. Old buildings get torn down to make way for new ones, and if you're lucky, certain parts of the veneer or the mouldings are kept as a reminder of the way things were. But as time goes by, there does seem to be less and less of these beautiful old buildings in Brisbane. And what's left are often just shells of their former glory. Still, I guess that's progress.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes.